Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right, here was our assignment from yesterday.
Okay.
I expect to pass through this life but once. If therefore there be any kindness I can show or anything I can do for any fellow being, let me do it now, as I shall not pass this way again. We hear it, we say it often, but living it is about the biggest challenge we human beings face. We will be gone soon, and we will never be here again. We know it, but we don't believe it. We continue to fall for ego's postponed life, procrastinating, believing that I'm going to get to what's important to me soon. This soon is the now that is the time to live the life we long for. And what is it that we long for? We long for the satisfaction, well-being, fulfillment, peace, joy, and pleasure that comes from presence. Nothing need be done before we can have the life experience our heart desires. We only need to be here. Today, look to see what good things you want to do while you still have time, and do them now.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is. Well, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi. Hi, this is Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hi. I feel like this doing things now is just about this very moment right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this is, I feel like so many huge, amazing things are happening in my practice right now. And I'm thinking a lot about that, that every moment, like knowing what I want and remembering it at every moment.
Mm-hmm. And choosing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my recordings are about that right now, like stay here, you know, remember this and come back and remember this, mm-hmm. These mm-hmm. possibilities and remember this excitement and then this calling in feels like such a an example of that, like mm-hmm. when I would think it's the same thing that happens everywhere, is just saying no to it when I
mm-hmm.
when I want what my heart wants is to call and connect and then this voice comes up of I'm scared, I don't want to, I just anything mm-hmm. but this, like mm-hmm.
the, and you know that now, you know that's the voice of ego, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now I can, I see what it is, and I can mm-hmm. still, I still don't feel like I'm exactly following my heart, but it still feels scary to do, and
Well, if I may,
yes,
you are
yes.
following your heart, absolutely. And the scary to do is you getting more and more in touch with what ego does to control you.
Mm-hmm.
So you are. If this would not be happening to you if you mm-hmm. weren't following your heart. You would be beaten, probably, very likely, about being the wrong person, about not following your heart, about not choosing, you know, all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
You would be getting beatings, but it wouldn't be frightening. The frightening is what happens when you confront ego.
Yeah.
That. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't let it convince you that you're afraid because you're not following your heart. We're only afraid when we are following our hearts.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's good,
huh?
It's
a really big deal. Yeah.
It's a really big deal. It's the biggest deal that a human being can experience. It is the biggest deal. And you know, with that quote, we'll never pass this way again. That's really true. But ego will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ego is a force that will continue to exist probably forever. But we, this little human being called Emily and Sherry and Ashwini and everybody else who's with us this morning, we won't pass this way again.
Yeah.
So there's the power of oh no, ego, no, you don't get this life. You try again somewhere else at another time. And from a Buddhist perspective, of course, everything that we clean up in this lifetime, all the ego that we put out of business is not going to get to pass this way again, the specifics of it. So no little baby is going to be born somewhere with all the karmic crapola that we didn't clean up. Yeah, so it's huge, and it's a huge service that we're performing, as well as everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it feels really essential.
Yeah.
Appreciate that encouragement to do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Keep heading for those things, those scary things, right?
Okay.
Because that's how we know that we've got ego on the run.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you, Emily.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's such an incredible awareness, right, Sherry, that the sensations of fear are what accompany when we choose something other than ego, because it's ego's fear. We're pushing the limits.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's so bizarre for us because of our conditioning. But if we could get it, that if we're always feeling a little bit afraid, that's how we know. It's kind of like being a race driver, I bet. You know, if you're not right out there on the edge of ooh, then you're not going as fast as you could go. You're not looking for the openings. So it's that adrenaline that can get going, right? When we're pushing that edge, and that's really where we want to be in life. And then we learn to call that excitement.
Yes,
the
intensity of being alive. That's what's dropped in for me as well. Yeah, because otherwise we're just numb, right? Numb because the conversation is so metallic, so in our heads. There's no energy.
Yes, there's no energy in the body. It's being all up by to keep that negative conversation going. Yeah.
Yep. Well, here's our next caller. You're
all
now
right.
live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller.
Are you there?
Hello?
Oh, there she is.
Hello, my beautiful Sangha. How are you?
Good. You sound like you're very much down in a well. Are you on a speaker or a computer or something?
I'm on a computer, but I'm on my headphone.
Okay.
Want me to take it off that and see if that works? And I just kept talking to the computer?
Yeah, that'd be – let's try that because you're very echoey.
Okay, just a minute. Hello?
Okay,
is that better?
Let's just go with it. Not really, but let's just go with it because I want to hear from you.
Oh, great. Hey, this is Jennifer. I'm calling from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, hello there.
Great to be on.
Yeah, it's great to have you with us. What are you seeing?
Well, you know, I think I've been on like a spiritual endeavor for quite a while now, but it really hasn't come to understanding until I really got with you people. And it's been fantastic because I'm able to understand how to experience life. So instead of like reading the books and really trying to like understand it through my perception of it, it's been fantastic to be with you and with people like me who are just trying to understand it better. And with your with your guidance and with the Sangha guidance, I've been actually really, it's like this last year has been like, oh, that's what it's like.
I get it. Right.
Yeah.
Because what you're pointing at that is so important, you're putting your finger directly on what is Zen. Right. And it's not that we don't need the kind of the book learning. We do need an intellectual understanding to kind of support us along the way, but it's the direct experience that makes the difference. So,
I agree wholeheartedly.
So it's what we were just talking about with Emily. You know, okay, I get it. All right, that's what fear is. Okay, then I'm going to start pushing fear and paying really close attention to see what happens.
Right.
That's what makes all the difference. Now you're the primary participant in your own life.
Right.
Which is where the joy is.
It is. And I've been taking your advice. So ever since I heard about writing something on your hand or on your arm, I pretty much do it every day. And even when I'm at work, and it really brings my attention back to like the moment, and really experiencing life instead of just thinking about it. And even when I'm off work and I'm out, and I'm sure I project that this is true for many people, that when you're out in nature, you kind of feel it more. But I went on a beautiful hike yesterday, and it was just like, you know, I just felt it, and it was just so fantastic. And I really try to bring that even every day when I'm at work, even. And I find that when I'm at work, I can feel it just the same because I have so many opportunities that, you know, your ego is like either judging or whatever. And I have so many opportunities to go, oh, you know, I feel that feeling of like the ego coming up, and oh, I can totally feel it now and understand where I'm going with it. So thank you so much.
Yep. And it sounds like you have developed a really good ability to take that, if we call it centered experience of being out in nature or just in life, when you're practicing, when you're meditating, when you're recording and listening, whatever, you come back to the heart, come back to center, to the present, to now. And so now there you are at work, and you can watch ego come up and want to pull you off into something, and you go, no, actually, I could turn my attention to that other experience, which is actually a direct experience of life as it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is what we're conditioned to leave and choose what ego tells us is real life, like your coworker really is annoying and you really do have to get upset. And once we see that, no, that's artificial, that's made up, that's a soap opera, I can come back to life living all in this moment and everything's fine.
Yeah. And I feel like I don't have to judge because it's like I understand that that thing or that person is just doing, like, they're in their own energy and they're flowing in their own energy. And I have no effect on that. You know, the only choice I have is my own perception of what's going on in the situation. So it doesn't matter what's happening. Yeah.
Right. And that's our best opportunity to see, well, what kind of karmic stuff have I got going on? Okay, so I'm clinging to a belief that people need to X, Y, Z. Well, is that true? Actually, no. It's so relaxing, isn't it?
It is. And it really, like, I've always had a fun life. Like, I'm actually, like, you know, I'm a pretty, you know, outgoing and as everybody is, a good-natured person. But I really didn't understand it until, like, wow, you know, life is what life is, and I can just go with it and not have to be worried about what's right or what's wrong. I just go with the flow pretty much. Yeah, it's lovely. Thank you so much.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Okay. It's wonderful. Very exciting. I love it.
Yeah.
Take good care.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jennifer. Oh, that's so lovely. That's so lovely. it's such a moment of realization that a direct experience of life is first possible and then a choice. And the freedom that gives us when we're not in that conditioned conversation to relax into it and to have that joy and not to judge and to recognize that everybody is their own individual node of intelligence, all distinct and yet not separate.
And I like your phrasing, relax into it. We need to relax into it, and that's the ability we have. We relax into the joy, into presence. And we can feel what ego tries to do to us, taking us out of that and into an upset. Almost always it's taking us into an upset, whether it's a little judgment about somebody else or it's a big, this is what's wrong. It's taking us out of. So learning to just relax everything, relax back into the present where there's nothing wrong. Oof.
Yes. And what you were saying, right, that is Zen. We have to have that direct experience.
We have to prove it.
We have to prove it. And it's grounded in a practice.
Yes.
That makes all the difference. You could read every book that you could possibly read and even have the insight from having the experience that the book is pointing at. But to have a practice, now that takes it to a whole different dimension.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's what makes it ours. And it makes it something that cannot be taken away from us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yes. Good morning. It's Virginia.
Oh, good morning, Virginia.
Good morning.
Let's keep meeting like this, okay? Didn't I just see you minutes ago at the monastery?
Yeah. I'd love to keep meeting like this. Good morning, Ashwanda. Good morning, Sherry.
Hi, Virginia.
Good morning. I just got home like late or early this morning, and that was good. And just in responding, I heard the quote read this morning, all of it. And there was a lot of urge to say, tomorrow I'll call. I'm tired, tomorrow I'll call, you know. Tomorrow I'll put myself in the queue because it'd be too hard to muster myself this morning. But no, anyway, so that was the conversation. But this is today, you know, this is Thursday, and this is the only Thursday, May 4th, 2017, I'm going to have, you know? And why wait? Why wait?
Yeah. So. And you put yourself in the queue, and I bet you've got enough energy to power a small city at this point, right?
Precisely.
Right. Yeah. So here now, when you get off, you might say, I'm going back to bed right now. Thank you very much. I'll take a nap. But being present like this, we're just filled with energy.
Yeah, it's totally true, Sherry. I was noticing that while I was listening to the other callers. I can feel the energy. I can feel the focus, too, coming back, getting sharper, you know, as I sit here. Mm-hmm. And I also just wanted to report, it was very interesting coming home. What I noticed was, you know, conditioned mind always has a plan about how things are going to go. Mm-hmm. And it never goes that way. And then it uses that as a way to get my attention. But what I noticed last night was that when things don't go according to this certain way they're supposed to go, it actually adds color to my life. And it adds color and it adds connection, like to people and things that I might not ever have a connection with. And I don't know, it just adds some different flavor that is really interesting and fun, actually.
Well, you know, Virginia, you're making a really subtle point that I hope everyone gets. So Conditioned mind is constantly telling people how things should be.
Yes.
And then when they're not that way, we're meant to get upset. So either you feel bad because you should have made it that way and you didn't. It's somebody else's fault because they messed up your perfect plan, whatever it is. And that's how that's supposed to go. But once a person catches on to what you've caught on to, conditioning would be smart to quit making plans. Because what happens with you now is it doesn't go that way, and that causes you to wake up and be even more present.
Oh, I love that, Sherry. I'm going to be looking for that.
There's the color that you're talking about, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If conditioned mind can say a name and name and name and name, and we go along with it and we get upset periodically at the times when it says, well, it shouldn't be that way, that's our lives serve conditioning very well. But the way you're describing it, so every time, I never thought of that. Well, that's really interesting. Well, now that's, so now you're here. Now life is expanding all around you, right? Very good.
Yeah, exactly. Life is expanding all around me. And I feel like I see the beings who are around me, I see them, you know. I experience them. They're not just some obstacle to conditioned mind's plan to get something done.
Exactly. Yes. And then we get, the previous conversation, Ashwini likes to call us nodes of intelligence, and now you get to see all these nodes of intelligence expressing life around you. And how exciting, and rather than, as we were talking about Jennifer, rather than they're annoying or they're in my way or they're what is wrong with them or whatever conditioned mind is likes to do with that, it becomes fascinating. Wow, there is a little node of intelligence on its journey. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is. You're right. It's appreciating them on their journey. And I just want to say thank you to you. Yeah, thank you to you both because it seems clear right now anyway, like a stream, like a clear stream. It just seems really clear what we're talking about.
And I bet you could do a little commercial, just a 30-second or so, on retreat, right? Is it kind of valuable to get out of the world for a while and go on retreat? Does that sort of clarify the stream?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I echo that. And I mean, how could I have gotten talked out of it for so long? Yes. I don't know what to say. It is invaluable to be on retreat.
Yeah.
And I don't think it even matters what the retreat is, but it's such a dramatic shift from ordinary everyday listening to the conversation.
Yes, we don't even know how much conditioning has us until we have a complete break from it, and then it's obvious. And the reason I ask you about that is that you've been around a long time and you have a deep practice, and still to have that break is just, as you say, invaluable. Just takes us to a whole new level.
I second that. That even I did the There Is Nothing Wrong With You retreat again, and it was so much. The first time I did it, I just didn't have a lot of place to put it. Almost, I don't know. I didn't.
Yeah.
Having practiced for a while and doing it again, it just exploded in a brilliant way. I just can't tell you, it was transformational. Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Virginia.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Virginia. I just love that the part that resonated most for me in that conversation was that ability to recognize that the color comes from being present to life and experiencing what is happening in life as opposed to it being in an obstacle to doing what ego wants to or has planned to do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's everything, isn't it?
That's everything. That is truly everything. Well, we have a time for to squeeze in one more caller, Sherry, so I'm going to do that.
Great.
Next
All right.
caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. It's Michael in Mountain View, California.
Well, hello, hey, Michael.
Hi there.
What's going on?
Well, this call has just been fabulous, and it's great to be in the queue. I mean, I know everybody says it, but it's just there's that, you know, heightened awareness. And really tuning into the conversation, and as you said, a lot of energy in the body, and it's just a wonderful opportunity. So I'm really grateful.
But it's fun to be on the other side of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You hear people talking about that all the. Woo! I didn't expect to be unmuted, and then there's all that energy coursing around, bringing a lot of clarity.
Yeah, it's great, and. I noticed I'm feeling a little tender this morning. There was an extended family member who I didn't know who took his life. And it just reminds me of the, assignment for today and focus on doing it now. You know, whatever it is that's important.
Yeah.
Now is the time for it.
Yes. Yeah. Because we never know. Do we? I mean, we look at that. We don't know when our time is, but we don't know when anybody's time is. And to take advantage of every moment to be as unconditionally loving as we can possibly be. Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember you saying once about, when we say goodbye to each other, you know, whether it's we see each other couple times a year or every day to not let anything get in between, you know, to not have any bad feelings or as we say, you know, I want to be complete in this moment, in every moment.
Yes. Yeah. I really those life circumstances that nobody wants, but at 18, I said goodbye to my mother, and at 18, you know, a very casual goodbye, because at 18, I wasn't a terribly huggy, effusive kind of a person. And so it's just kind of, see you this weekend, and never saw her again. And there's the lesson, exactly what you're saying. It doesn't matter if you think you're going to see that person at the end of the day. You might not. So, depending on the relationship, make sure that you know that they know that you love them, that you care, that you see them, that you appreciate them. It's a great practice for us.
Yeah, it is a great practice externally and internally as well.
Yeah.
So a big thank you to you and Ashwini and everybody.
Yeah. No unfinished business.
Yeah, exactly.
Which reminds me, Michael, I know we're at that time, but it reminds me, too, that thing that we that I find myself encouraging people toward all the time, which is do whatever is necessary to prove to yourself that there's nothing wrong. So that even in a situation like the one you're describing, we don't get pulled into those places of, oh, my God, this is horrible. Where is he? What does this mean? What does, you know, all those awful places, conditioning will take us. If we know there's nothing wrong, we know everyone is okay no matter what. Every little node of intelligence is working out its own salvation diligently.
Yes, and what's mentioned earlier in the call, an intellectual understanding is helpful, and to have a practice that brings the teachings home to us in our life, and to have so much support, you know, daily and weekly for year after year after year, there's an incredible deepening that's possible, and it's quite amazing.
Yeah, that makes us as ready as we can be. For whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, thank you. My heart just goes out to all of you, the whole family. It's
yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Thanks, Ashwini. Bye.
Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. No unfinished business.
Yeah.
In a world that there's nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Two very simple guiding posts.
Yeah. There's that old thing that's very much, I think, part of regular culture is don't go to bed mad. You know, in
yeah.
a relationship, don't go. But let's just extend that to everything. You know, if there's anything mm-hmm. unfinished with anybody, resolve it in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't,
mm-hmm.
We don't even have to necessarily bring anybody else into it, but just resolve everything so that we know that everyone and everything in our lives is being embraced in all the unconditional love that we can muster in any given moment.
Yes, and it's so important to get that the resolution happens inside. It has nothing to do with anyone else.
Yeah.
Because there isn't anyone else.
Because there isn't anyone else, right? All right. What is our assignment today?
Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. There we have an excellent description of the experience of dropping the conversation and conditioned mind. What is it like not to have attention on the distracted busyness of ego, maintaining its illusory existence? What we think, what we say, and what we do are one expression of life. There's nothing to remember or dread, nothing to figure out, no wondering, comparing, judging, or deciding. The intelligence that animates expresses nothing undone or left over. Complete, harmonious. Today, notice the disharmony in your thinking, speaking, or acting. Bring attention back to this here now and enjoy the happiness of a harmonious life. Record and listen.
Mm. Mm. Wow. With the birds singing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm in. Thank you so much, Ashwini.
Thank you, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.